Chuck you Farley for the third time.
Mike Papa.
Lindy.
tonight was just a technical difficulty night.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, so hey, anyways, bro. So we're going to make this really short, real sweet. And, okay, so we're going to stop. We're not going to start with the hairy balls thing. We're going to start with the Trump thing because we got to get all this stuff in.
Maybe Trump has hairy balls. I haven't looked.
I don't want to look. I don't care. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he has big hairy balls. Okay.
What was it? Carrie Lake said big dick energy. BDE.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Like when she was campaign trail, she said she likes Trump because he has BDE.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, maybe she knows. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I fucked him up already.
I know. Yeah. So, anyways.
Killing time.
We were going to get into election. We'll get into it next week. We were going to get into stuff. We're going to stick with Trump and the Democrats and what they're fucking doing.
Okay.
So the Democrats, they're removing Trump from the ballot. So far, they've done it in Colorado, but he's back on because of
the pressure.
Yeah. Then this fucking dumbass broad from Maine, who nobody knows who the fuck she is,
like Irma Gerd. She sounds like Katie Hobbs, like, you know.
You know, she apparently wrote a dissertation or something on it.
In my decision.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Let's see. Where'd that go? Where'd that clip go? No, not that bitch.
Whoa. Hey.
Look.
There you go.
They kind of look the same. Okay. Here's a lady from Maine, real quick. Listen. I don't hear.
Uh-oh.
More technical difficulties.
It is unprecedented. No Secretary of State has ever deprived a presidential candidate of ballot access based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. But no presidential candidate has ever engaged in insurrection and been disqualified under Section 3 of the 14th.
Right. You're right. She's right.
Yeah. So.
So she's removing him from a ballot for something that nobody's ever done.
I'm getting my drink.
Get your
drink. Don't look at me like that.
So she's removing him for something nobody's ever done.
Right.
Right?
And he hasn't done it.
Right. And so, but, and you played a clip on your phone, and I should have saved it. It was the same one I saw.
But let's just summarize it. It's basically a Zoom meeting with other secretaries of state.
From 2020, right?
Well, yeah.
Or something.
Talking about how they all started at ACLU or Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
And how they're all about, how elections are all about white supremacy and the people of color being disenfranchised.
Right. But in her fucking speech on there, what word did she fucking throw out there? Like
democracy. 20 democracy, times. Democracy.
Democracy. Democracy. Democracy. Democracy. So Wesley Hunt, who's a representative from Texas, he put out a tweet yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. In this tweet, he said the following. Since everyone is talking about the Civil War, let's talk about Maine. The most recent example of Democrats acting to remove a candidate for president from the ballot. The last time this happened, the Civil War. The party that did it, the Democrats. The party doing it again, the Democrats. Donald J. Trump is the biggest threat to the Matrix in American history, and that's why they'll do whatever it takes to stop him. Democrats destroying democracy to protect it. The jokes write themselves. So, if you pay attention on the news, on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, everywhere, Democrats are all fucking saying the same thing. We are protecting democracy. We are protecting democracy. The Republicans are trying to destroy our democracy. Blah, 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 blah. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Right? Yep. Now, so I'm going to play you a clip, and I want you to pay attention to this, what this guy has to say, because this is the God's honest truth right here.
Okay.
Listen.
The American people are living in a matrix. They don't understand the truth of how things are working in this country, you know? And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The very fact is that if you ask 100 people on the street, what kind of government is America supposed to be? 99% of them will tell you a democracy. America is supposed to be a democracy. But that's a lie. That's an illusion. The word democracy is not written into the Constitution one time. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It's not in the Declaration of Independence. The Founding Fathers hated the idea of a democracy. They thought it was the worst form of government there is. And I agree with them. Because in a democracy, 51% of the people control 49% of the people. If you're part of the 49%, you're not free. America was founded as a constitutional republic. And in that constitutional republic that we have, 99% of the people can't take away the rights of 1%. You have your rights because you were born with them. You have God-given human rights that nobody can take away from you. The government, the majority, no matter who they are, I can't take away your rights. And that's what our founding fathers gave us. But the psychological operations that they do to us, they make us believe that we're a democracy and that majority rules, you see? And they want you to believe that. The American...
So there you go. So, see, they keep throwing this fucking word around that means absolutely fucking nothing. If you want to have a fucking election in kindergarten for, you know, the guy that hands out the fucking cookies, that's a democracy.
Right.
Okay.
But our government is not a democracy.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And that's the thing. We have 50 individual states.
Mm-hmm.
And the federal government is like the glue for all 50 individual states. The governors are actually the leaders of the states.
Right. Right. And the states have their own
constitution.
The government is not set to run the states. They're set to protect our borders, which are doing a shitty fucking job.
Do interstate commerce.
Right. And have a military.
Right.
Right.
Not to be the supreme rulers.
Yeah, they are not. Yeah, and all you fucktards that out there that are like, oh, we got to do what they say. You know, because I was reading earlier tonight, Bernie Sanders, yeah, that old ancient fuck, has fucking COVID, right? So he put a tweet out that he has COVID. It was the same fucking...
I'm glad I have my 7th booster.
No, it was, I'm going to be, you know, following CDC guidelines, blah, 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 blah. It's like, give it a rest already. You guys, you don't start the fucking COVID shit already. You know, we're less than a year away from a fucking election. And we're starting the fucking COVID shit already.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the election infection.
Dude. All right. Okay. Since you're making rhymes and stuff. Now, so I'm going to give you my fucking thing. So, you know how, like, Democrats love to throw out the fucking term MAGA or ultra MAGA. Oh, you're ultra MAGA. You're ultra MAGA. Ultra MAGAs are destroying the democracy. Air quotes. Democracy. I'm going to give you something to throw back in their face here.
Okay.
MAGA has a whole new... Why is the screen just rolling around like that? MAGA has a whole new fucking meaning now. It means migrants all get across. Right? So let's throw that... No, you guys are ultra MAGA. MAGA, you know, and then put it... If you put on X or Twitter, ultra MAGA, and then put in parentheses, migrants all get across. You know, so they get the gist of it, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, they will, like, scratch your fucking head. No, we're not MAGA. We don't think America should be first. Yeah, of course you don't, you fucking commie bastard.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why you're giving our money away to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Losers. Fucking losers. So, yeah, so that broad Maine, I mean, and then, so everybody's talking, like Hakeem Jeffries said, everybody's talking about civil wars, right?
Yeah.
And
is that what he said?
Well, he said, yeah. Not Hakeem Jeffries. I'm sorry, the guy from Texas.
Oh, Wesley Hunt, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's talking, because they are, because apparently Nikki Haley the other day didn't answer the question properly. I'm not defending Nikki Haley, but, you know, they asked her what started the Civil War or whatever, and she didn't say slavery. Because, of course, it wasn't slavery. I mean, slavery was part of it.
It was part of it. It was also the economy, stupid, because the southern states were doing all the fucking labor while the northern states were getting fucking all the rich.
Had to do with tax money. Democrats just don't fucking get it, do they? They really don't. And Joe Biden, so now Biden's, I've seen like at least 2 texts from his handlers today. You know, because you know he's not doing it. Because first of all, he's on vacation in
St. Croix,
the Virgin Islands, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, he just got back from Camp David, and then went on vacation again.
Yeah, and so Yeah, what is it, 40-some percent? So anyway, yeah. But apparently he's out tweeting. He's out tweeting or Xing or Glocking or Grocking or whatever. I don't know what you want to call it.
Dude, he can't do shit.
Dude, I know, because it has, like, complete sentences in there. But
ice cream don't have bones, man.
Yeah, but you know, he was talking about Civil War, and it goes, of course, slavery, you know, Civil War is about slavery. Well, okay, if it's about slavery, who was the South, what party?
Democrats.
Democrats, yeah. Who was fighting to keep slavery?
Democrats.
Democrats? Yeah, so you're sure you want to go down that fucking road, Joe?
The Republican Party was founded as an abolitionist party, abolishing slavery.
Yeah. Sure. Joe.
Yeah.
So since everything's the Civil War, and everybody's, you know, seems to think we're heading there, I want you to listen to this guy right here, because I'm with this guy right here.
The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who just wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, their lives as they have lived them are over. The moment that the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it's a form of suicide. They are literally killing off who they used to be. Which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at these people's door, and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but will fall upon the deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone.
Yep.
Yep. And yeah, and I'm totally with that guy right there, because if you come in and try to take with your fucking crazy ass democracy and try to take my rights, it's going to end badly.
Well, they're already trying it. They're already trying to take our rights.
I know.
They're starting with they're going after the Second Amendment, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going after the First Amendment.
Okay, what part of shall not be infringed do they not understand? Shall not.
But they're going after the First Amendment. Well, you can't say that's offensive. That's not free speech. You don't have a right to say that.
No, I do.
I do. You don't have a right to not be offended, right? And then
no, you have a right to be offended, and I have a right to offend you.
Right.
Yeah.
They're also going after the Fourth Amendment with the FISA and these warrantless fucking searches on our privacy, on our cell phones, on our internet searches.
Yeah, well, fucking Speaker Johnson fucking just signed away on that one.
Yeah, he extended that one.
Yeah.
So they're going after your Fourth Amendment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going after your Fifth Amendment, your 14th Amendment for your due process. Look at Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got no due process in mm-hmm. this. They have a person and they're looking for a crime. Instead of having a crime, they're looking for a person.
What did Barack Obama say?
He wants to fundamentally change his country.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for this thing called the Constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're already going after our rights. Now, here's a question. In the surveillance state that the government is now,
mm-hmm.
and the technology that, I know you're listening, CIA, mm-hmm. NSA, yeah. DIA,
yeah.
right?
FBI.
Yeah, the surveillance technology that they have now, and the fact that they have warrantless searches on our communications.
Mm-hmm.
If say you have a group, the new blue coats, or the new gray coats, or whatever.
Let's call them what they are, the brown coats. Call them what they are.
No, I'm saying like that guy who's
you mean
played.
Us.
Right? Yeah, we the people.
Yeah, we
right?
the people. Yeah.
A new group that wants to, you know, that wants to stand up finally against the oppressive government,
mm-hmm.
taxation without representation, for sending our money everywhere except mm-hmm. for Americans, taking care of illegals first,
mm-hmm.
everything against American citizens, mm-hmm. the taxpayers, and the reason, the source of their power,
mm-hmm.
and they try to stand up against this oppressive government,
mm-hmm.
they don't stand a chance because of the surveillance state. Because of these little devices on the table, right here are your phones, your computers, your little, you know, devices, uh-huh. you know, all that shit. You can't stand a chance against this government because they already know everything you're saying, everything you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fine.
But it's going to get to a point
uh-huh. There's more of us than there are of them.
We're the sheer numbers. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
The sheer numbers who are fed up with this bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And the deep state and these politicians and these bureaucrats.
And the New World Order. And,
right, and these journalists.
Or the World Economic Forum.
Oh, yeah, Klaus Schwab, you know, the fucking Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're fucked. When they piss enough of us off, they're fucked.
Yeah.
And
I ain't eating your bug meat or whatever the fuck. I ain't fucking doing it, you assholes.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's, and that's why the people support Donald Trump, because he put us first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to wheel and deal with foreign governments. He wants to do trade. He wants our economy to be strong. We all do.
Yeah. But
right?
But people like Biden, who got us back into the Paris Climate Accord or whatever, where we're basically funding it.
Okay, but let's look at where that money goes.
Mm-hmm.
That money all goes back into non-government organizations or nonprofits that all these politicians have stakes in.
Right.
The money's going back to themselves.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, they got us into these things.
Right.
And Trump got us out. They all fucking got bent. I mean, seriously.
Because they stopped making money.
Yeah, they got fucking
because they stopped making money. The fucking global cabal, the elites, weren't making the money from the taxpayers.
Right.
Fuck you. You know what? Ukraine, you sucked on our teat enough. Sorry. You know?
Well, okay, so why there's this war in Ukraine. Why are they all going to ski resorts and all this other shit?
No shit.
You know? It's like, I thought there was a war going on.
Okay, so let me read this to you. So you brought it up.
Yeah.
An investigative journalist found dead after exposing Zelensky's mother-in-law's $5 million mansion purchase. Hey, you want to send more money to Ukraine? Be careful what you comment, or Zelensky might send his thugs after you. So, Zelensky's mother-in-law purchased a $5 million mansion. Where'd she get that money from?
Yeah, where'd she get the money from?
Right?
Yeah. And well, they're all buying mansions. They're
in
all
Florida,
buying fucking mansions.
And their kids are riding yachts in Miami.
Yeah,
and
but I'm just saying that just the... We're fucking funding their fucking retirement system over there.
Yeah, exactly.
And these guys are all on trips to fucking ski resorts and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that maybe Ukraine Zelensky has something on Biden and they're blackmailing him.
Do you think? Remember the kid, Hunter? That dude? Who do you used to work for? Burisma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, remember the phone call that... Oh, you shouldn't have made that phone call. That we're going to have to impeach you now because you made a phone call and you checked into someone who's fucking making money for us, you a-hole. Yes, I said it, Democrats. You guys... Mancy, Chuck, Adam Schiff, what's the penguin's name?
Oh, Nadler.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking penguin.
Yeah. What's his fucking name? Dude, okay. They're all of them. They're AOC. I don't think she's making any money. But she's a bitch. Yeah, she's back on the fucking gravy train again, though.
Oh, dude, so in New York, I just saw this a little bit ago.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, I thought I saved it.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Some of AOC's constituents. I gotta play this for you.
All right.
Oh, ABC. Oh, hey. You gonna condemn Hamas and the terrorist attacks yet, or what? You know the three branches of government yet? You are such a loser. You are so stupid. You are the worst. You suck. You are the absolute worst. Condemn the Hamas attacks. Go bring some more COVID back from Florida. It's executive, judicial, and legislative branches.
You're horrible.
Keep laughing. Keep laughing. You and Ilhan Omar, two peas in a pod.
Close the border.
You're doing a great job.
Enjoy your Christmas shopping while we care.
That makes me love New Yorkers.
and this guy. Let me find this guy.
Oh, yeah, the one. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Let me find this guy. He's a New Yorker. He, you know, to give you some background, those two fucking broads from Georgia, that sued Rudy Giuliani got $148 fucking million. Oh, they
got shit, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, but that's what they were awarded. But, you know, for what? Stealing an election? Cheating? Doing everything? I mean, they fucking basically admitted it on fucking camera.
And then they got the Presidential Medal of fucking Freedom.
Of course they did.
Thanks for stealing for me.
Yeah, of course they did, because if it wasn't for them, Joe wouldn't fucking be in fucking...
No, it's not Joe. It's Obama wouldn't have his third fucking term.
Yeah, whatever. Joe's still there. He's like, I'm the president. I'm president. And I pooped myself.
You know why he poops himself so easy? Because his asshole's wide open from Obama's arm being shoved up and moving his fucking lips.
So here's this guy, Scott Lobato. He's an American flag artist out of New York. So listen to this guy talk about Rudy Giuliani. Another New Yorker, okay?
Hey, folks, you know I don't like to post at night in the dark, but this is important. I'm sure you all saw the breaking news that these money-grubbing, hungry, fucking liberal, woke, fucking pieces of shit are gonna fucking suck $148 million out of our friend Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. This guy saved New York City. This guy's a patriot. And because somebody's feelings got hurt, the liberal jury and judge, these fucking pieces of shit, are gonna take everything away from this man. This is fucked. Now I'm gonna ask you people to do me a favor. Now I know you all buy my products and this and that and stuff to help me with my cause. But enough about that. I'm gonna do a piece of artwork. I'm gonna make a print of it. And I'm gonna sign every single one of them. And maybe my good friend Rudy, maybe he'll sign some of them. And I'm going to put them on my website, and you fuckers are going to buy them, whether it's 30, 40 bucks a piece. And that every nickel, every penny is going to go to help this man. To help this man in his battle against this fucking, this enemy. You see how fucked things are? Well, this is what we do. It's called teamwork. Stay tuned. Don't let me fucking down. Forget about me. Don't let this fucking man Rudy down.
Yeah. You fuckers.
Yeah. But yeah, he's straight out of fucking...
the Bronx or the Brooklyn or whatever.
Yeah. And so, yeah. New Yorkers aren't, you know...
Dude, they...
There's probably a lot of fucking conservatives in New York. It's just that they're not in the programs, so they're not voting for the programs.
Right. Well, based on the videos I've seen, more and more New Yorkers are going to convert.
Right.
And go red.
Right.
Because they're feeling the brunt of the shit.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, they are really feeling it. So. Okay, so anyway.
Woo! Pause for the cause.
Yeah, we had to make a pause. You guys didn't even realize it, but because we were farting around so much
and drinking.
And drinking at the same time and then not, like, doing anything. So, I'm going to play you. This is the commercial of the year right here.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Commercial of the year. It's time to lighten the load.
Lighten the mood?
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
No
when
shit.
I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.com.
When I grow up, I want to...
God bless him. Red Balloon what?
.com.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that kid that said...
What's pronouns?
No, not that kid. That was pretty good. But sensitivity training like every day.
Yeah.
Dude, I swear to fucking God. It's like every other month we get this mandatory fucking trainings.
And death by PowerPoint.
And it's really funny. What's really funny is all the offenders that they promote, you know, they show you these scenarios. And all scenarios show a white guy offending a woman or a black guy or somebody. It's never anything else. I apparently can never be offended.
Because you're white.
Yeah. And a male.
And straight.
Yeah. Strike three. Right there, man.
Hey, you're out of here. There. Oh, so, speaking of straight offended, you got that clip from Delta.
Yeah, let me find it. This guy's my hero.
He's the hero of the week.
He's my new hero. That guy's a good hero, too. That's an old clip, but I still love it.
Yeah.
Okay, here. This is the guy from Delta, the Delta ticket agent or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what's weird. I'll explain it after we listen to this.
Okay.
And what about when a Delta employee misgenders you intentionally?
While he's talking, you're talking.
You just misgendered me again.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Gotcha.
Both of you have.
Wasn't intentional, but if you want to take it personal, that's also...
Well, she did do it intentionally twice.
You're talking to me, too.
You said she and then you said he.
You're being condescending, and if you want to continue, I have full authority to escort you out the building right this moment if you want to play that game with me.
Okay.
Would you like to continue 3 days before Christmas? I really don't mind.
I'm good. I'll just put this on. And what about when adults...
So the guy's not even talking to this guy. Apparently, he has a problem because the woman in front of him in line misgendered him. It's a him. You can listen to him talk. It's a fucking him.
Yeah.
And there's another tweet with a picture of him. It's a him with, like, socks stuffed in his boobies or whatever. I don't know what he's doing. But
he's a cohort of Dylan Mulvaney. If that says anything.
Yeah. So
enough said, right?
Right. So apparently because he's friends with Dylan, he has carte blanche to
be offended and do what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, you know what? I'm really so sick of... You may want to play these silly games and pretend you're this, that, or other,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot force other people to play your fucking games.
Yeah, where did this come from?
And you know what? They need to really bring back mental institutions, because before, this multi-personality disorder, the schizophrenia, all this shit had a name,
right.
And all these people were locked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where they need to be again.
Yeah, because, I'm sorry, your kid is not a cat. Your kid is not... Oh, do you see the fucking story about the lady that fucking had the love affair with the fucking tree?
No, do you see the one that thought she...
get splinters in your vag?
Ow. There's one where a chick thought she was a bird?
No, this was just this week. This woman was... She walked down the same path and she had this emotional connection with the tree. And so... She's, you know, she's had, like, sex with the tree or whatever.
But she do find a fucking, like, a little stump?
Well, I don't know if she, like, she might have, like, pulled a fucking branch off and banged herself. But like I said, that when they get a splinter, I mean, ain't that gonna splinter into your vag? I don't know.
Hopefully it's not one that has a lot of sap on it. Glue that shit shut. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. What kind of... Oh, see, there's that it thing. Yeah. It thing. It thing. And then, speaking of it things.
It things.
Where is this freak? Oh, here's this freak show. This freak show right here. Let me play you this.
It's an angry elf.
Yeah, so it's a chick, and she looks like an elf, and she has, like, all these facial piercings.
And, like, contacts in her eyes that make them all black.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, well, I just think she...
He.
Right. Well, she...
He.
Uh-huh. Well, she... He. His pronouns are he, him. Now, are you going to respect that, or is this they, them going to turn you into a were, was? Yeah, well, I just...
Okay.
I thought it was a he. He, right. Him.
Yeah.
Then this says they, them.
Right. They, them. And how can a singular be plural?
Right.
Right.
And I think you're a F-U...
Yeah, and I dare you to try to make me a was-were.
Yeah, because I will knock you the fuck out.
Yeah, because those fucking piercings in your face was-were attached to your skin, but now they're in my fucking finger.
Dude, there's all kinds of them you could grab.
Dude, I know. But, yeah. It's like the one dude. The one dude that thinks he's a dude and threatened. Well, if you tried to stop me from going into the women's bathroom or whatever, I'll kill you or whatever.
Ooh, that sounds like the testosterone talking, dude.
Yeah, bring it on, fucktard.
Yeah, that's not ladylike.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, name one of them that's ladylike.
None.
Seriously. Dylan Mulvaney. But no. Oh, dude, I saw another one, but I didn't save it because she was talking some foreign fucking language.
Uh-huh.
So it's not good for our show. Because it had
the subtitles. You'd have to read them.
Right, and she was bitching or crying because the guy that she had a date with found out she was trans. And he canceled the date. And she was like, every time I tell someone, here's an idea. Don't fucking tell
them. Here's the idea. Stop pretending.
Yeah.
You're a dude.
Yeah, exactly. But
I'm sorry. If I'm on a date where and someone didn't tell me, and things are going good, and I reach down and I find something I'm not expecting, I'm throwing fucking hands.
Well, I saw the clip, and I think we played it on the show before, and I saw it yesterday, of this old man that was talking to some tranny in his shop, and he, like, threw her out.
Yeah.
Remember? He goes, and he asked her, do you still have a dick? And she goes, well, that's none of your business. And I go, no, really, it is kind of his business.
Yeah.
Because if someone's going to date somebody, I need to know, are you a fucking dude or ever were a dude at any fucking point in time? Because if you have man hands, or...
And an Adam's apple.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of fucking need to know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll be throwing hands, motherfucker.
Yeah, because that would make people gay. You guys don't think it does, but it does.
That would be gay.
It would be gay.
Don't be gay, Sparky. All right.
Gay.
Anyways, on that note...
since we fucking wasted so much time dicking around, eh? Hey!
Hey!
I want to play this real quick.
Okay.
Speaking of Donald Trump. And I think these people are all in Iowa. But, just because I've seen people like this in Iowa. But I really think it is Iowa. But listen to this. This is the people that are going to vote for Donald Trump.
Okay? All right.
If somebody gave you $1 million to not vote for Donald Trump, would you take it?
No.
A million?
No.
I'll go halfsies with you.
No.
Okay.
I need my country back.
If someone came up to you and said, I'm going to give you $1 million for you not to vote for Trump or not to caucus for Trump here in Iowa, but Biden becomes president, would you take the million?
Absolutely not. Can't buy that.
Nope. If you were offered $2 million not to vote for Donald Trump, would you take it?
Well, it's secret balloting, right? I can say what I did and they'll have to believe me.
That's true. Good point. What if you were offered $3 million not to support Donald Trump? Would you take it?
No. No.
Would you go halvesies with me? Could I make a sweet deal, a sweeter deal?
No.
I could use $1.5 million.
No. No. The country means more to me than money.
If you were offered $3 million to not vote for Donald Trump, would you take it? $3 million.
No. No. No, our country deserves better. So the country really does deserve better.
Would you want him to take the $3 million?
Absolutely not.
Somebody came up with a check and said, I'll give you $3 million not to vote for Trump.
Nope.
I'll stay broke.
Yep. They can take the money and shove it.
God bless them.
I know. And there's another clip of that lady that said, hang Biden for a reason on her shirt. There's another interview with her. But then... A guy came on CNN the other day after this clip came out, and he said that these people like this are like dealing with terrorists.
Terrorists.
Yeah.
That was Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Formerly of MSNBC.
Yeah. He's talking about this specific, people.
Yeah.
And it's like dealing with terrorists. Name one of these fucking persons that did any terroristic fucking thing there.
Well, once again, if you listen to that interview, and I thought I'd saved it, but He's talking about how the coastal elites, or the journalistic elites like himself, think they know better than everybody else.
Right.
And these people, you know, these are little people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he compared them to terrorists, saying, like, they don't know what they're doing.
No, they are America. That's America right there. You journalists, or, and I use that fucking term lightly, are not America or Americans. Yeah, until you guys fucking do something for your, you know, of course, they're all bitching because they have to pay for their student loans back now. But I got to pay my student loans back. Yeah, well, so far all that student loan fucking shit has, got turned over by the courts. Because it's illegal. Because why am I paying for your fucking loan? That's like, I'm going to buy a car, but my neighbor's going to pay for it. Right?
Yeah.
So here. Okay, I'm going to play this old clip. This guy, I still like this clip.
Well, here's the clip of Chris Matthews.
All right, here.
Go to college, have a pretty good rage on their hands. That's what you really want in an election, is a rage. It can be black rage or white rage or rural rage. In this case, it's rural rage. They are so angry at the liberal establishment, the coastal elite. They look at people on television, they say, oh, those people on Saturday Night Live, those snarling rich kids, I know who they are. They're all trust funders. They don't have to worry about us. And the regular guy in the country goes, there they are snarling and making fun of us again. And every time we make fun of Trump, we're making fun of them. That's the weird, it's a weird thing. But in a way, it's like fighting terrorism. I mean, you know, we think we just put the army in, or Israel just puts the IDF in, they're going to solve the problem. It never solves the problem because you enrage people. And we did it with Afghanistan, and we did it with Iraq. We enraged the enemy to the point where they're more fiery than ever, and they hate us more than ever. Armies don't make peace. And we think they do. And that's what this fight with the... How about the younger staffers at the White House joining the protests outside the White House against the president because they're rooting for the Palestinians?
Well,
right? And I don't think it's a right versus wrong. I think it's very complicated. But they think they're rooting for the young people of the world against the establishment of the world, just like the rural voter in Pennsylvania thinks they're voting against the establishment of the world. This is really tricky, this election. Very tough.
Because Wait a minute. Let me see that clip a minute. Because I know exactly where it was.
Okay.
Rage or white rage or rural rage, us. And the regular guy in the country goes, there they are snarling and making fun of us again. And every time we make fun of Trump, we're making fun of them. That's the weird, it's a weird thing. But in a way, it's like fighting terrorism. I mean, you know, we think we just put the army in, or Israel just puts the IDF in, they're going to solve the problem. It never solves the problem because you enrage people.
So, is he saying put the army in and it's not going to work? It won't work because it'll just enrage us? Goddamn right it'll enrage us.
He's the guy that felt the thrill up his leg, remember?
Yeah.
So, he's an idiot, dude.
That's America. These are the guys that are hurting.
Right, and those are the ones that pay the taxes. Yeah. These coastal elites, politically connected. They don't not living paycheck to paycheck. Right.
Well, that's what Trump, remember Trump, he goes, did you take the tax rates? He goes,
goddamn right I did.
Yeah, you're right, I did. He goes,
and so did all her donors.
Yeah, exactly. And Bill Gates, you don't think Bill Gates is taking these fucking tax breaks?
Yeah.
So. You know, fuck him. So anyway. Here, listen, I like this guy right here. I don't know who it is, but.
Mr. Influencer to Influencers. Secondly, Jimmy Kimmel, viral this. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And until they release the flight logs, you, the mainstream media, Hollywood, are all pedophiles to me. Eat dick.
All right.
Hey, I hate to end the show on eat dick, but you have to.
You have to sometimes. Yeah. That's a good way.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
All the mainstream media, all you Democrats, Jimmy Kimmel,
eat dick.
All right. So, hey, sorry for the...
Problems.
Yeah. We'll be back next week, full on, ready to go. Right, Lindy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Full on Rager.
Yeah. Oh, full of Viagra, we'll be ready to go. Hey, we're old, man.
It's Speak for yourself, fucker.
I'm 42.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, see? See? I get younger women. Okay. Anyways, reach out to us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. We're on X at didweoffendu, and we're on True Social at didweoffendu. And we'll be back next week. Thank you, and bye-bye.